Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. I am so excited that I can work with all of you guys today. It is the day before Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day early. And this show today is going to be filled with so much love and inspiration. We're going to blow your socks off. So I want you to make sure you jot this number down, 1-800-930-2819. Also, go on to the chat room that we've got, that you go out to Transformation Talk Radio, and you can ask a question today, because our guest today is going to be absolutely amazing. So before we get started, I want to share with you just a couple things. Tomorrow, I will be on Get Inspired with Sue London on Transformation Talk Radio at 5 p.m. Eastern, and I will definitely be sharing with you how to clear your clutter with Elizabeth Cookson, and I'm also going to do some energy clearings. So if you have any blocks, if you have any worries, you have anything that's holding you back, I'll be clearing that tomorrow live on the air. So once again, that's tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk with Get Inspired with Sue London. Well, today I thought how appropriate if we work with Archangel Michael, because our guest today speaks with Archangel Michael. And I said, hey, what are we going to do? What can we do to help the listeners? And it was like, it's about romance and helping each and every one of you. And the message that I received was that, you know, ask your guardian angels, ask Archangel Michael to help you with that soulmate. He's listening and he's working behind the scenes to help you out. And so there's some things that need to happen first. We need to clear a lot of things that are blocking us right now. If it doesn't serve you, dump it. And make sure that you're really in a place of receiving. So you receive that perfect soulmate, that perfect relationship. And that might mean dropping some of that caffeine, drop the coffee, drop the teas, the cokes, or any type of, narcotics, if you smoke, if you do anything that is, you know, not necessarily good for your body. It's time to clear that and make way for the new. And it's so exciting because he says, hey, I'm protecting you. I am here with you right now. All your loved ones are protecting you. And so we're right here, right now, supporting you. So hopefully you heard that very loud and clear. Get rid of what no longer serves you, and what's around the corner is romance for you, for those around you. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So let's go ahead and get on with this show today. It's going to be amazing. So Deborah Jacobs is with us today, and she is a professional intuitive life coach for the past 30 years. Her unique connection with Archangel Michael since she was 6 years old, and she provides multidimensional views of what is happening in someone's life. She doesn't actually channel Michael. She speaks with him, and she also talks with your spirit guides and other people's spirits and relatives, and basically it's kind of a chat room on the other side. So she's chatting with them, bringing messages to you. And today, we are opening those phone lines. Once again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And she's going to be chatting with Archangel Michael today and answering your questions. So if you've got any questions, just make sure that you're ready to go, because she's ready and so is Archangel Michael. And Deborah, she believes that her gift of sight is so clear, concise, and she does it without any emotions attached. And most importantly, Deborah is real. She lives in this world, and she says exactly what she hears. Her goal is to provide you with the information that's going to allow you to move ahead in all facets of your life. Welcome, Deborah.
Well, that was quite the opening. I was actually listening to your first beginning part of the show so intently that when you started talking about me, I was still back there. Because I did everything that you were talking about in the last 8 months.
Isn't it amazing that the clearing the clutter, and you know, my house was so full of, like, I had magazines, I had a lot of different knickknacks and things that I've been saving for, you know, the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm. And so, well, and that's what Michael's been talking about is this change, that 2013 is all about change and preparing for it and getting into it. And one thing you don't know about me is in the last 8 months, I completely changed my diet, went from a size 16 to a size 8, and cured my Crohn's disease with the diet, and then quit smoking.
Oh, my gosh, amazing. Kudos to you. How exciting is that?
I can tell you, if I can give up 6 Dr. Peppers a day and cigarettes in 8 months, anybody can do anything.
And, you know, I totally believe that because, you know, I was an IV coffee drinker, meaning mm-hmm. I basically am mm-hmm. constantly warming my drip.
Yeah.
And it starts when I wake up, and most people can't believe I can drink coffee right before I go to bed, but I do. And it's just one of those things that I'm just like, it's my comfort, having that warm cup of coffee. And I would say starting about, probably that first week in January, I started to realize that I wasn't really interested in coffee. There was something kind of happening, and my stomach would hurt. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to cut back a little bit on the coffee, and I would just have like a couple of cups a day. And now I'm at the point I don't actually even drink even a fourth of my cup of coffee. It's like it's really, I just don't need it, and I feel so much better. And I, too, changed my diet. I mentioned Sue London at the beginning of the show. She actually also had Crohn's disease, and she had mentioned eat right for your blood type. And so I downloaded an app on my iPhone, and it's amazing. I started to lose weight, and I feel amazing.
I went gluten-free and dairy-free based on one of my client's suggestions, who's a naturopath. And within weeks, my stomach just cleared, and it was awesome. And then I started... They said you could do stress reduction. And Michael, Archangel Michael, said you've got to reduce your stress. You have to reduce your stress. And I said, okay, well, I'll go sign up for a class. So I took up kickboxing, which you got to remember, I've basically sat on my hiney for the last 20 years in front of a computer. And for me to go out and start at that level, but it has been the most incredible stress reduction.
Oh my gosh!
And
hey, Deborah,
body.
I just got Chrissy over here waving at me, saying, "Hey, Elizabeth, we got a lot of callers on the line. Let's get going." So I'm ready to go. So are you ready, Deborah?
I am ready.
All right, and we've got about 3 minutes before a commercial break. And so what I might do is Chrissy's actually going to come on first because we got that commercial break. And Chrissy, why don't you come on and we'll have Deborah chat with you real quick.
Yes.
And let's see,
Hi, Deborah.
First.
How are you?
I am awesome. One of the things that Michael wants you to understand, and everybody listening to understand, is that I don't channel Michael. So I hear him just like I hear you. So he's saying, you know, ask questions and be specific in your question.
Okay.
And then he and I together, between what I do and what he does, you'll get a team answer.
Great. Okay. Am I in the right relationship?
Oh, you won't like the answer. No. That's Michael just said no, but you already know that. you're thinking this relationship has potential, right?
Yes.
And that if only a few little things could change, it could be really good, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's not going to happen. When you love somebody, you have to love them 100% for everything they are and everything they're not. And if everything they're not does not fit what it is that is for your best and highest good and what you truly want, then move on. Because the longer you're with somebody who's not your soulmate, by the way, there are thousands of soulmates for everybody out there, the longer they're not with their soulmate either. So
wow,
I know that's not the answer you wanted to hear.
Not
but
at all.
You will find that Michael and I spew the truth.
Okay. Whether,
so it's like, if you don't want to know, don't book a session with me. Because
That's great. I like that.
We shoot from the hip. We are straight on honest. And, it is what it is. But the good news is you have 3 to 5 other soulmates in the general physical vicinity. So as soon as you get clear, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 others will pop up.
Wow, that's interesting. Thank
you.
You
know,
much.
I mean, right before Valentine's Day, I think this is Michael's like yelling at me over here to say this. That it's really important that everybody understand that there is no such thing as a twin flame soulmate person out there. That God would not be so mean as to throw you down in one place in the world and put your soulmate somewhere else and laugh until you find each other.
Wow. Well, hey, Deborah, on that note, everybody stay tuned and we will be right back after this commercial break. That was awesome.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Welcome back, and you are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson. And you know what? Today is absolutely amazing. We just heard from Devra. And Devra Jacobs, I would love for you to share your website and how people can get a hold of you.
It's Readings by Devra, D-E-V as in Victor, R-A, readingsbydevra.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. There's a link on there. I am booked exclusively through Shirley MacLaine's website. It's the only way you can book sessions with me or readings or whatever you want to call them. But there is a link on Readings by Devra, and you can find out more about me on that site.
Awesome. Thank you. And it looks like we have another caller, so I want to go ahead and get started with this next caller, and then we'll get into a little bit more with Archangel Michael. So, Kathy, is she on the line?
I sure am. And hi, Elizabeth, and hello, Devra. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Kathy. Nice to meet you. Where are you from? You can just
I'm from Colorado. I'm a native born here.
Oh, okay, great.
And my question is, I'm not a J-O-B kind of gal. And I feel as though there's something very big that's coming through me as service. And I know it's a very big creative effort.
Michael says, what do you mean by J-O-B? He doesn't understand.
Job. The job. A typical kind of job. It's more of a creative thing. I'm creating something currently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering.
Apparently. Michael says, if you want this to manifest, you better figure out what it is you're trying to manifest.
Well, and there's a clarity that's there, and I don't want to put it forth to you, but I guess I'm asking for the confirmation.
Okay, so there's a difference, I'm not picking on you, but there is a difference between confirmation and affirmations. What you're really looking for is Michael to affirm that you're going in the right direction, right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
You definitely are.
Be careful on confirming, like that's a word that I tell people to get out of their vocabularies because it's a conclusion.
Very true, and it stops the energy.
Right, and what we find when we're working with people almost all the time is little tiny things like that is actually what's stopping the flow of whatever it is that you're really trying to do in your life and really want in your life. I'm seeing something about somebody who you're going to partner with for this. I guess their company.
Okay.
And that will give you the exposure you really are going to need.
Okay.
Which you're understanding, but I'm not understanding, so that's okay as long as you and Michael are understanding what he's talking
that's
okay.
about.
Just say yeah, yes, or I get it.
I'm so open to it. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Okay. He says you need to change the name of what you've been thinking about calling this because it does not work with your numerology and it will hinder your financial success.
Interesting.
Okay. So be sure and check into that.
Okay.
And he's saying the people that you are looking at that this is actually going to be of assistance to, and again, using verbiage, don't say help. You don't want to help anybody because helping is helplessness to them. But it's actually way more expanded than even what you've been visualizing so far.
Oh, I love hearing this. I am a tingle right now. Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. Great.
Okay, and he says, does that answer your question?
I believe so. It's certainly giving me some clarity around some things, and thank you for sharing non-conclusion. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Michael says,
well,
anytime. He hates the English language.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, so do I. But
well, he says he hates the American version of the English language. He loves real English.
He'd love my husband.
He's saying that, you know, we don't realize that, you know, most of the time we're stepping on our own energy hose just in either what we think, say, or do.
I'm sure I've stepped on my hose for a while. Absolutely, Deborah. Thank you so much.
So go forth and conquer, honey.
Right on. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Bye. Thank you very much for calling in, Kathy. Wow, Deborah, that was really cool. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how long you've actually worked with Archangel Michael. Because you talked about from the age of six.
Yeah, the first time I remember talking to him, hearing him, seeing him, I was 6 years old. And I had, I don't remember if it was mumps or chicken pox, but my brothers and I all had it at the same time. And I was very, very sick. Michael insists that he has talked to me, that he's my birth angel, and he's talked to me since I was born, but I don't remember it until then. And then from that point on, it's sort of like whenever he chooses to pop in and out and talk, we've been buddies.
Wow. So,
and I don't control it.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, being an intuitive myself, I think that, you know, everybody has like a different experience. And for me, you know, when I chat with Archangel Michael, I mean, it's like this immediate response. There's like no downtime. It's like it's already done. And the other thing is that he appears to me like so much bigger than life. I can't even describe
how huge
he is. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like 7 foot something.
Yeah, because the wings alone, to me, are at least that. They're just
enormous. The only time he's ever pulled wings, is what I call them, or popped his wings with me, is when I've been sick. And they were so big and so bright that I didn't get that clear a visual. That's really cool that you do.
It was a really interesting experience. It was I was in Hawaii with Doreen Virtue, and she started to play music, and she was playing on the guitar, and she said, "I'm going to call in Archangel Michael." And I just sat there, and it was kind of cool. Dolphins were kind of jumping in the back because we were on the ocean.
Uh-huh.
I was in this zone, and all of a sudden, I see like these massive wings go. And I was like, oh my word, look at the size of those wings. And I was just staring, like almost in disbelief, like I was in some kind of like fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just such a cool experience. But
one of the nice things about hearing you talk about this is I tell people all the time, I have no exclusivity to Michael at all. There are a lot of people that work with Michael. You know,
he's one of my favorite. He's very strong, and he is direct and to the point.
Yeah, now I get other intuitives that will argue with me about me talking to Michael because I know him to be that same way, and sarcastic, and, you know, and they'll be like, oh, no, you can't be talking to Michael. He's an angel. He's sweet, and he's fluffy, and it's like, not my world.
And you know what I think it is, though, Deborah? I think he comes through our personality. So for you, is your personality to kind of be more like, you know, upfront and to the point?
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm very
sarcastic?
Strong, yeah, type A times 2 personality.
See, there you go. And then for me, I laugh a lot. So it's really hard for me to be serious.
Yeah,
and
so he's funny.
When he comes through, he's just very gentle. I mean, he's strong in the sense that the energy is strong. Because Elizabeth, you know, here I float kind of in la-la world a lot. And
what?
So it's like having to ground me, he has to get my attention.
Yeah.
And so it's a gentle but strong nature, and he's very, I feel so supportive, with, you know, and comforted by him, mm-hmm. and he feels completely different than some of the other archangels that I call on.
Well, you know, he's saying it's because he's your birth angel. Everybody has a birth angel. I mean, there are hundreds of angels, and I know Doreen and I have known each other for years, and we were talking about this a long time ago, about how there are different angels that may not even have names that sound familiar unless you have a dictionary right. of angels. But everybody, it comes in with one. You know, whether or not you choose to have them hang out or not, you know. And that depends on your gift, too. I mean, if you're coming in and what you chose was, before birth was to be a medium, then mm-hmm. you're going to need dead people, not angels, to talk to. So sometimes you release
exactly.
the angel. Yeah.
Well, Deborah, we're going to take a commercial break, but I just wanted to remind everybody you have an opportunity to talk to Deborah today and ask her your questions. And the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be back right after this commercial break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio. And Deborah is with us. And you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day and some of the emotions and feelings that, you know, that we're going through. And Deborah and I were just chatting. And, you know, Deborah, let's go ahead and start talking about, you know, a message that Michael brought you during our commercial break.
Michael has concerns about what humans tend to do to themselves with things like a holiday about love, and it doesn't express for all of those people who don't have a significant other right now, or maybe going through a loss or a confusion, and here you're being showered everywhere you go with, oh, you know, buy a Valentine and here's flowers and candies. And it's creating a depression that doesn't need to be there. Because once you go into depression about love, you stop the possibility of manifesting, bringing in that love.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah, so what Michael said, it was really funny because I'm single and my daughter's single and I know a lot of other people that are single. And he said, you know, you should get a whole bunch of people together that are single and go have a happy single party and how much you love each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
And give each other, well, okay, Michael. Michael's like, yeah, buy each other apple teenies and so,
oh, but, I'm there. Can married people come? Because I'm there. You got apple martinis, I'm there.
You know, and really, instead of, you know, deciding, well, I'm not going to go anywhere tomorrow because everybody's going to be out there doing love, you know, go out and go, yeah, I'm there next year. You know, and celebrate their being love. And what love you want. He said it's also a really good time for anybody who's looking or wanting a soulmate. Take tomorrow and sit with yourself and remind yourself how much you love you and what it is you really want to draw to you. And make your list. Exactly. Thank you, God, creator, source, whatever you want to call it, angel, you know, whatever, for bringing me this perfect soulmate, and then write it down. And then tomorrow night, dream on your soul partner. Have a conversation with your soul partner in dream time.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? It's really interesting because I really like how, you know, you mentioned get together with all your friends because the people that you're surrounded by, those are people who love you. They support you. And having that energy, especially on Valentine's, yes, it's kind of a Hallmark holiday, but it's also St. Valentine's. But think about it as a day to actually celebrate what you're so grateful and thankful for in your life. And, you know, go out with your friends, celebrate, you know, how much you're appreciative and grateful for the friends that you have in your life. And think of the vibration that you're going to have. You're going to have this heightened, appreciative, grateful, compassionate vibration. And so what a better vibration to be in when you're, you know, you're like, hey, you know, kind of like a little peacock, you know, throwing those feathers out, right?
Well, my,
say, hey, anybody like it? You like my plumage?
It's about love. Isn't that what we're all trying to get to?
Absolutely.
Is shift this planet to a place of love, not just one day a year. But at least on that one day, you know, remember at least how much you love yourself. if you don't have anybody else. My father was always my Valentine. Even though I was married from time to time, I never was with anybody my entire life on Valentine's Day, ever. Dating, nothing. But I always got chocolates and flowers from my dad.
Oh, how sweet. Not about yep. the other part, but good about your dad. You know, but that's why I say it's just another day. And some people get really tied up, and it is like the most important day of the year. You know, my husband wanted to go out for Valentine's Day, and I'm like, you know what? Hey, it will work when it works. You know, I'm just really grateful to have you in my life. So, you know, to go out to dinner, hey, we could do it Saturday, we could do it next week, and it's just the time that we're going to have together, you know, away from the kids and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, my big intention tomorrow,
Michael's
away from the kids.
Michael Bean, he's got a message for you, for your husband. And for lots of other people out there, if you get that time, don't go anywhere. Stay home and be intimate.
Oh, we're going to do that tomorrow. But we can't do that in the restaurant next week or whatever.
No, flowers across the floor and, yeah.
Woo!
Get
Woo,
those
I'm
candles
having a
lot of
fun, Deborah.
Michael says, you know, you got to remember he was human at one time.
Yes, yes. So he's making me have hot flashes.
He gets passion.
And he is a very big, strong man. So that's, you know, that's quite the thought and the visual for me right now. It's like, well, yep, he was pretty handsome. So, you know, I think one of the things, you know, for everyone who's listening, like you said, that doesn't have, you know, a date for tomorrow night or whatever, you know, do something for yourself. You know, take yourself and go for a spa. Go have, you know, some me time. Listen to some music. Walk in the park. Do something that you really enjoy and, you know, have that time where you can really go, wow, this is just great. I really appreciate, even if it's like this 15 minutes of time with just me. Because if you're just in love with yourself, imagine what you're going to attract to yourself.
Oh yeah, buy yourself flowers. If you work in a big building, this one I love, and I actually stole this from one of my clients. She did this one year. She worked in this real big law office in New York City, and she couldn't get anybody to ask her out, and she was always bummed. And she was really good looking, had it together, was the whole package. And she said, you know, I just can't get anybody to ask me out, and they don't see me with anybody, so they all presume. And I said, great, for Valentine's Day, send yourself flowers and put on it a big card so everybody sees that I'm so glad to celebrate my single friend. And she got asked out like 20 times in the next month.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it announced to everybody there she was single.
Mm.
And worthy of flowers.
Yes. And you know what this is one of the things that, you know, when I started learning about intuition and vibration and colors and things like that, somebody mentioned to me, go to a flower shop and see what happens. Just close your eyes, smell, and see what happens. And as you walk by the flowers, see which one calls to you.
Yeah.
You know, and then go look it up. See what that vibration means, you know. And there's a lot, like I love the Stargazer Lily. Love, love, love the smell. It makes me really happy. And love roses. There's just different flowers that I love. And it tends to be, for me, the smell that it puts off, right?
And it shifts
my vibration. It's amazing how it really shifts my day. And this last week, as we talked off air, there's a lot of shifting and changing, and people are kind of in a funk. So flowers aren't a bad idea.
I buy myself flowers all the time. I have a thing for gardenias. And it's interesting when I have, of course, I live right now where gardenias don't last very well. But when I lived in San Diego, I had probably 40 gardenias planted in my yard. And the aroma from the gardenias, draws in, for me, a lot of different spiritual, you know, energies. But, you know, so now I just use those melty things that are gardenia smells, because I can't have gardenias in the snow.
Right.
You know, and it affirms yourself that, it's like somebody put on Facebook today. By the way, I do have a Facebook page, which is Readings by Deborah. But they put on Facebook today, you know, teach people how to treat you. And what I put in response is, teach yourself how to train people to teach to treat you. So if you're buying yourself flowers, you start dating somebody, and they're like, why are you getting flowers? Well, I like flowers. I deserve flowers. And then they start getting you flowers.
Yes. Yes, it's like dropping the hint, but and it's like what you love. You know, when I first dated my husband, you know, we loved going to the coffee shop, and we just sat there. We could talk forever, and, you know, and now, you know, like I said, I'm slowly weaning myself off of coffee, but then there's other things in my life. Like you say, I love the flowers. I have the flowers in my house. It's the color. It's the vibration. It's the energy, you know, that it brings, and it's such a beautiful balance that it brings into the house. And I am getting the wave. It looks like we have a commercial break again. So everyone, I want to remind you, the number to call in today is 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be back right after this commercial break.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and And to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
And welcome back. This is Elizabeth Cookson from The Heart Radio and my special guest, Deborah Jacobs. And I have to share with you, as I was sitting here thinking, easy lover, that reminded me of a guest we had a while back, Janelle Alex. We talked about dressing up in war paint. That just gave me a brilliant idea for tomorrow for Valentine's Day. That would be an amazing surprise, don't you think, Deborah, for my husband when he gets home from work?
Michael just flashed that scene from Sex in the City movie where she's laying there with sushi all over her and...
Okay, well, I guess I could do that. That makes me a sushi warrior princess.
A sushi warrior princess.
Yeah, I think we could work around that. But anyway, you know, I wanted to come back a little bit and chat. I know we were just talking a little bit about, you know, a quote that you were mentioning off air that I wanted you to share and for some of our single folks and about money and...
Yeah, I actually stole this quote, but I have permission to use it. That the number one thing that most people do that messes up creating true love in their life is you have to do what you love not to be loved. So, I mean, that goes down to where you could meet people. If you're out doing what you love, maybe you love art, you know, and you go to art openings, you're going to meet a man who or a woman who likes the same things. And so you always do what you love not to be loved. And then as far as money and income, if you're doing what you love, good money is the byproduct of good work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But most people don't do what they love. How many times, I mean, I was raised in a Jewish family, which is kind of like you being raised in a Catholic family, except for we mastered guilt. We trademarked it. but, you know, you always want to do to be loved. And it's just totally backwards.
It is. And I think, you know, just to kind of give everybody an idea, we've been doing a little bit of some readings off the air for those who are not on. And some of the information coming through, like they want to know, are they going to make money? Are they going to be with this person? And, you know, thinking about money, we've talked a lot on so many different shows about allowing money to flow. It's just another, you know, we can... really create what we think about, where we put our attention and intention. And, you know, money is just another one of those things. If you have a block, you're going to block it. If you depend on other people to produce it, you know, you're going to continue to depend on them. And so one of the things is, you know, falling in love with yourself and allowing everything to flow and doing what you love is only going to bring more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
So letting go of the blocks, and I think, wouldn't you say, Deborah, right now, a lot of the clients that we have, and even in our own lives, we're really letting those barriers down and removing those blocks. And
absolutely. Michael's mantra for 2013 on every show we did the first week of the new year was, if it's in the past, it's in the past, leave it there, let it go, no excuses, don't bring it up, it's in the past. Period. And so it isn't even a matter of, you know, well, I need to work through this or, you know, I'm almost done with it or whatever. No, just it's in the past. Put it there. Let it go. Move mm-hmm. forward.
And you know what? It's interesting because, you know, some of my past is I'm going through pictures and photo albums and boxes as I'm clearing out my clutter. What I realized is, if I don't love it, I'm donating it or throwing it.
Or sell it. Yeah, I started the Michael Purging Program is what I call it. The Michael Pudgeon program. And I start. He had me back in November start going through the house, and anything that I put my hand on that didn't excite me or serve me, one or the other, would go on eBay for sale or would get donated or go to the, you know, the really nice secondhand clothing store so I could go use those credits to get other clothes. But I started this account that is the Debra Sun account. So everything I sell of all the stuff I don't want, I can use that if I want to take a vacation or if I just want to take myself out to dinner.
Yes. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. But don't just, you know, one of the things that spiritual, quote unquote, people always seem to get in their heads is we don't have a right to be wealthy. We don't have a right to be affluent. And that's just such bull. You know,
yeah.
God wouldn't put us on a planet that costs money if he didn't expect us to have it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's one of the things that right now a lot of people are that's the thing that they're starting to break down and realize, oh, gosh, I've been the block the whole time.
Yeah.
And so I know.
Michael says, you guys always block yourselves. We don't do that. You do that.
Exactly. Hey, well, we have one more caller. We got Julia on the line, and I know we've got about, let me see here. Chrissy, how much time do we got left?
We have about 4 minutes.
Okay, so Debra, if you can do Julia, about 3 minutes, let's go ahead. Go ahead and bring Julia on, please.
Hi, Debra.
Yeah.
Hey, Julia, welcome.
Hi, Julia. Thank you. Yeah, I have a question. I did some rolfing work as the suggestion from Ortalia, and now I need to know what's next for my spiritual growth. Or I'd like to know.
Well, you know, I don't know if and I'm going to say this as fast as I can because I know we have very little time. One of the things that Michael and I are starting to write about is that everybody comes in with, if you think of an orchestra sitting in front of you, an instrument that you were supposed to play, whether it's like a violin or piano, whatever. And after about the age 3, most of you or us have forgotten what instrument you chose. So now you get to this point in your life and you're going, okay, I tried rolfing. Maybe that wasn't your instrument. It was nice, it was fun, but that's not what you want to master. So what you want to figure out and go into your memory is what instrument, what gift was it you came in to play and master? And what I'm hearing is color, really colors, like whether you used it for actually like color therapy or if you used color for becoming an interior decorator. But your thing, your instrument that you should learn about, master, it has to do with color, how it affects people, how it, I don't know, what do you do for a living?
Massage therapist.
Okay, so color, maybe create a light that changes colors depending on where you're working on somebody.
I'm working with the actual lymphatic massage as a specialty and working with the blue light.
Okay, Michael says there's a lot more colors. Don't limit yourself.
Okay.
Your gift, your violin in this lifetime is color. Go learn everything you can about all the different colors and how to work with them.
Okay,
great. Awesome.
Thank you, Julia. And I'm sorry we have to kind of cut it off, but Debra, why don't you give her your website so she can connect with you after the show?
It's readings by Debra, DEVRA.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Debra, for being on the call. Thank you, Julia, for calling in. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. I wish you a very happy Valentine's Day. And tomorrow I will be on Sue London's show, Get Inspired, at 5 p.m., and I will be doing energy work and healings and clearing your clutter. Until next week, blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.